A group of eight state attorneys general and the city of New York filed suit against the nation's largest electric utilities today. The aim is to force power companies to cut emissions of the greenhouse gases linked to global climate change. The lawsuit draws on science, century-old nuisance laws, and what both critics and supporters agree is a good deal of moxie on the part of government officials. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The state attorneys general hope to pull off what groups of federal lawmakers, environmentalists, and proposed international treaties have all tried but failed to do. That is, they hope to force the hand of industry and demand cuts in the carbon dioxide emissions that help cause global warming. New York's Attorney General Eliot Spitzer took the lead today in announcing the new legal fight, which targets five of the largest contributors to carbon dioxide emissions.
The science underlying our lawsuit is universally accepted. The law is clear. The defendant's contribution to global warming is beyond dispute. All that is now lacking is action.
The legal action hinges on federal nuisance law, which is meatier than it sounds. Going back 100 years, the statute served as a vehicle for states to fight industries that pollute their air and water. In this suit, the states are arguing that power plants' carbon dioxide emissions are a direct threat to their citizens' health and their economies. The suit draws on the conclusions of the world's top scientists from both the UN Panel on Climate Change and the National Academy of Sciences.
Look at the data. The global temperature, after remaining fairly stable for at least 1,000 years, is rapidly rising. The five hottest years on record have all occurred since 1997.
These facts are not disputed by the electric power companies, but they say the legal case against them is weak. Scott Siegel heads an industry group with members including the Southern Company, one of the defendants named in the case. He argues the attorneys general should not be asking the court system to create a national climate change policy.
It's a naked power grab on the part of the Attorney General Spitzer and his followers to try and wrest control of what is proper public policymaking from the legislative and executive branches and put it in a single district court in Manhattan.
The attorneys general have pressed for federal action on climate change for several years, but today they said they'll wait no longer. Joining New York are California, four northeastern states, and farming-dependent Iowa. Bob Brammer, spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General, makes it clear why his state has stepped forward.
Global warming already has led to wide extremes in crop yield and consistently costs us up to $500 million a year in reduced corn yield. And we've got to turn this around.
Rather than sit by passively, Iowa has decided to align itself with New York's Eliot Spitzer, who has a solid track record in taking on the toughest opponents. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.